Following recording is copyright 2012 Catholic Diocese of Little Rock. All rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
Why do you think that the first reading that we heard today on this Feast of the Immaculate Conception, why do you think it's the story of Adam and Eve's original sin? What would that have to do with Mary? Well, yeah. And Adam and Eve's original sin had consequences for us. Okay? We suffer its effects, but Mary didn't. And that's what we celebrate today. When I was in school, our religion teacher one year explained baptism by making a big smudge on the blackboard, saying, "This represents original sin." And then with an eraser, she wiped the board clean to show how baptism gets rid of original sin. That's a simple image, but it's not very accurate. The stain of original sin is not guilt that we have that has to be erased. The only ones guilty of that sin were Adam and Eve. They're the ones who committed it. Okay? Rather, what we've got is brokenness for which we need a remedy. We were born innocent, but into a broken world, which is sadly the main influence on our moral development. And how did our world get so broken? By Adam and Eve's original sin and every subsequent sin. Notice that their sin and our sin doesn't just offend God, nor does it just hurt other people. It also hurts the sinner. So Adam and Eve were damaged by their sin, and they went on to commit other sins. Soon this brokenness began to affect their children as well. Cain killed Abel. And since then, it has all snowballed to the point that this brokenness now pervades not only the world around us, but also the inner, internal environment of our own soul. We are now born attracted to sin, like moths to a flame. You know, no one had to teach us how to sin. We figured that out on our own. We were born selfish. In fact, there's no one in this world more selfish than a baby. This brokenness around us and inside us, and the death to which it leads, is an effect of original sin, for which we need a remedy. So God sent us Jesus, who broke the power of sin and death through his sinless death and resurrection. With the Blessed Virgin, it was a different story, which is what we celebrate today. Through the intervention of God, she was preserved from the effects of original sin. So, because the son that she will bear is God. And God and sin have nothing in common. And for that reason, it was appropriate for God to use a sinless vessel from which to take flesh. Okay? Because God and sin have nothing in common. Jesus will embrace our human brokenness and will take our sins on himself, nailing them to a cross. But as God, he will do this freely, not because he, unlike us, could not do otherwise. And that's a theological reason why God caused Mary to be conceived immaculate. But you know, even though Mary was preserved from the effects of original sin, she still had to draw on God's grace to avoid committing subsequent personal sins. Okay. Don't forget that Adam and Eve, who were, in a sense, conceived without original sin, because they were created before original sin existed, they went ahead and sinned without that innate selfishness, without this attraction to sin with which you and I are born. And so obviously this need to draw on God's grace in order to avoid committing sin is even greater for us who have been born since then into this more and more broken world. You and I gained a provisional share in Jesus' victory when we were freed from the effects of original sin sacramentally in baptism. Once baptized, we were no longer broken by sin beyond our ability to resist. We've been set free from slavery to sin and death. But for our share in Jesus' victory to become permanent, we have to actually use this remedy that God provides us. We have to actually now draw on those sacramental graces that God gives us. Draw on His light. Draw on His strength in order to continue and prevail in our ongoing struggle against this brokenness. And to do our best with God's help to resist our own continuing attraction to sin.